morning. Good morning. Are we talking Singing in the Rain? I think we are.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
Now the milkman's on his way, it's too late to say goodnight.
So good morning, sunbeams will soon smile through. Good morning to you
and you and you and you. Good morning, we've gabbed the whole night through. Good morning to you.
Nothing could be grander than to be in Louisiana
in the morning. In the morning.
Just as iffy if we was in Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, the future wasn't bright. But came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say goodnight.
Oh, say good morning!
Good morning!
Rainbows are shining through.
Good morning!
Good morning!
Bonjour!
Bonjour!
Buenos dias!
Muchas frias!
Buongiorno!
Buongiorno!
Good morning!
Guten Morgen!
Good morning to you!
Just shooting the breeze here. I have Sam Lips in front of me. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. Can I just say, firstly, I can see why you're able to dance the way you dance in Singing in the Rain, because you're having a pick on you. Do you eat food at all, tell me?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I've got a very regimented diet, actually.
But of course, you would
have
to.
Yeah, I have to eat every couple hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to keep the energy up. Yeah.
The amount of energy expounded on that stage last night was phenomenal. How long have you been in Singing in the Rain? How long have you been doing it?
So we opened at Sadler's Wells last summer. We had a little time off, and then we went to Japan over January, February. And then we just started the UK tour in March. So, yeah, so it's been nearly a year now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you clearly are not English.
No, I'm not. I'm from the States. Yeah.
That's right. So what brought you to the UK to be a part of musical theatre and all?
So I worked in New York City for 7 years.
Yeah.
And while I was there, I got a job doing Strictly Ballroom the musical up in Leeds in the UK.
Oh, the UK, right.
Yeah.
So you did you go over to Leeds for an audition?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't come over to Leeds for the audition, but they had auditions in New York.
In New York, okay.
Yeah, so I came over for that and fell in love with the UK. And
Is that great?
Yeah, and I did everything I wanted to do in New York, and decided to try something new. So here we are.
So, and meantime, your family back in, is it Colorado you're from?
Yes, I'm from Colorado.
So you've all the family back there. Mm-hmm. And you're kind of Mr. European now.
I am, yeah. I've just gone further and further west.
So it would appear.
I mean, it's our east.
Yeah, well, you're heading slightly back now, coming back to Ireland.
Yeah.
So you're kind of on your way back again. But watching last night and the energy that it takes, and a superb cast, because, okay, there you are in the centre of it, and you're being Gene Kelly, mm-hmm. and you're smiling like a mad thing for, that, for 3 hours or 2.5 hours. It's quite... The light is on you. The focus is on you all the time. And you're the guy who acts with you,
Ross McLaren, yeah.
He's fantastic as well.
Yes.
So the two of you are kind of... it's like a buddy movie at times, mm-hmm. when you think about it.
Totally.
And then the Debbie Reynolds role as well.
Yeah.
But it is just bang, 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 bang with all those songs. Did you... I mean, you knew the musical, obviously, beforehand.
Yeah.
It is still, isn't it, perceived to be probably one of the biggest of all time.
Oh, yeah, successful. It's an absolute classic.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going through airport security on the way here, and the fellow, you know, checking people, saw I was wearing our show hoodie, and just started whistling the tune, you know, doo-dee-doo-doo. He just started singing that as I was going through. You know, it's just everyone knows that song.
Isn't
everyone
that
knows that iconic image. And
isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the great joy of interviewing Gene Kelly's widow.
Oh my goodness!
Patricia
wow.
Ward Kelly. Yeah, she's coming. She comes and she takes Gene Kelly's story and brings it to a stage. Mm-hmm. So you have an orchestra and they play the songs and show clips.
Oh wow!
And all the rest of it. As a dancer, he was next to Fred Astaire. Like mm-hmm. the two of them were just phenomenal.
Oh yeah!
But Gene Kelly, like as a choreographer, he was a genius.
Mm-hmm.
When did you start to dance? When did you realize how good you could be at this?
I started when I was 7.
Ah, for heaven's sake!
Yeah, and actually, what got me started was my aunt had the videotape of Riverdance with Michael Flatley.
You're making it up.
No, I'm not.
You're
I'm
saying
not.
That because you're an
no. Artist. I am. Yeah. I'm dead serious. That was why I started dancing.
You're serious?
Yeah.
And so you were doing Irish dancing first.
Well, I was looking into it. I ended up going into tap first, and then acquired other styles along the way. But yeah, that was the reason why I started
and
dancing.
And did you learn any Irish dancing?
I never did in the end.
Oh,
no,
I was going to get you to start.
No, I wish I had. I really wish I had.
See, you didn't actually go down that route. Okay.
No, I never
But that's interesting that was a...
Yeah.
And what was it about that when... Did you say your aunt?
Mm-hmm.
And has she an Irish, any Irish background at all? Or?
She did, but you know, she was a big patron of opera, and she was a big patron of the arts, so she, you know, she had all the VHS, you know, of the shows that were available. So
the musical theater was a thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So you couldn't avoid it.
Nope.
No, you couldn't avoid it.
Yeah.
But Riverdance has such an influence on.
Oh my gosh.
People.
Yeah.
But when I looked at the ensemble pieces when you were all dancing as a troupe last mm-hmm. night, like it's precision. The rehearsals, and I know you've been doing this for a while, and you did Strictly Ballroom and all mm-hmm. that, but the precision that's acquired for everybody to... Like, I even noticed you threw a hat at one stage and was caught easily by somebody. The umbrella was around when you were doing Singing in the Rain. The umbrella's on the lamppost. You grab it. It looked easy. Well, we all know it isn't.
Oh, that's great.
So it must have been... The rehearsals must have been grueling, I suspect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It is. And it's wild because we don't have a lot of time to rehearse. We put the show up originally in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And, you know, in that time, we had to learn all of that, you know, all that precision with the umbrellas and, you know, the number in the end with the different colored umbrellas.
Yes.
All of that is very regimented, you know, which way your umbrella is pointing, whether you're facing outward or up, you know, and we have all kinds of different terminology for that.
Sure.
It's been drilled into us now.
You think about the visual of that. It's everybody. How many people are dancing at that stage? It must be nearly a dozen, is it?
It's more than that. It's, right. Yeah, there's 16 in the ensemble, and then there's 7 principals. So
right, so you're all that, and all these umbrellas, these silver umbrellas, and all mm-hmm. the different colours inside. And I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, if four of us tried to do that, we'd clash umbrellas because naturally you would. And there you are, and you're giving it welly. Oh, that's fantastic.
Ah, thank you.
Stay with me for a second. I just while I make him laugh, I'm just going to play a little bit of Make Him Laugh. I'm talking with Sam Lipps, who is playing the Gene Kelly role in Singing in the Rain at the Bord Gáis. I tell you, you've got to go and enjoy it. That's the other thing too. I think you're quoted yourself as saying that the people leave with a smile on their face.
Oh, yeah.
And you do, because you're kind of exhilarated by it, you know? Mm-hmm. And standing ovation last night, of course.
Which gosh, it was like a rock concert last night. Nice, it was fantastic. Yeah,
it's nice. And do you just relax after that, or do you just go back to your hotel room or your apartment or whatever? I mean, are you able to do, or do you need to go out and kind of have a night?
I don't last long after the show. I'm more of a morning person anyway, so I don't really stay up late anyway.
That's good news, because I was into the lads when they said you were coming in. I said, there's no way Sam is going to come in after last night.
No, I'm rarely awake past midnight.
That's why you look so healthy. Here's a little taster again, just to give you a little singing in the rain moment.
Make them laugh, make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh. Make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My grandpa said go out and tell them a joke, but give it plenty of hope. Make them roar, make them scream. Take a fall, but a wall split a seam. You start off by pretending you're a dancer with grace. You wiggle till they're giggling all over the place. And then you get a great big custard pie in the face. Make them laugh, make them laugh, make them laugh. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh.
The old Donald O'Connor one. He got more accolades than anybody when the movie came out. It's weird when you think about it. Sam Lipps is with me, who plays Gene Kelly's part in Singing in the Rain with the Bald Gosh, only for a short run, only a few nights.
Yeah, only seven shows.
It's really, really, yeah, of course you have two tomorrow.
Two tomorrow, yep.
Two today, is it?
Two tomorrow. Two tomorrow and two Saturday, yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Now, one of the things we were trying to figure out when we watched, the rain falls on the stage.
Yeah.
Right? And you're drowned. And I'd be watching that thinking, well, that suit's destroyed for a start. Is it a special suit that you wear? Because literally, for Singing in the Rain, rain falls on the stage and we watch it and it's terrific and everybody dances. Yeah. But you have that big scene where you do the whole dance. Is it a special suit?
No, it's not special. It is special in that it's lovely. It's a beautiful suit. But it's a normal suit. I do have two of them, though. So that you know when...
Just two.
Yeah, so, you know, they put them in what they call the hot box afterward. Right. To dry them out, so then, yeah, but on two show days, I don't have to put a soggy suit on.
No, there's nothing worse than soggy suit.
Yeah.
No, soggy suit is not a good idea. So what they do is, they have two, and but would everybody who'd be, like, you have more, you get more wet than anybody, but would everybody have a second outfit? They won't just have to, because it wouldn't work otherwise, I take it.
Yeah.
You know? But I was thinking about that too, and somebody told me, is it true that the water isn't cold water?
No, it's heated.
Joking.
Yeah, it's heated. It is. It's heated. It's, it's all got all kind of, you know, cleaning products in it. So
it's amazing.
Yeah.
And you love kicking the water all over the audience.
Oh, it's the best. I tell you what, no matter how, you know, if I've had a bad day.
Yeah.
As soon as that rain comes down, I mean, forgive the pun, it just all washes away.
Oh, it does. But everybody was kind of waiting for it to happen. And and everyone's warned about the first four rows, that whatever's going to happen. There were people with umbrellas who brought umbrellas with them.
Oh, yeah, people come prepared.
I'm trying to think, how bad did they think it was going to be? Listen, does a girl who comes out and sings, does the one dance, what's her name?
Harriet Semel Gray.
She's unreal.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of this extravaganza, which is fantastic anyway, but is that... Tell me I'm wrong. Is that all she does on the night?
No, she's in the ensemble the rest of the show.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Because when she came out, she was so spectacular.
Yeah.
I kind of went, oh, my heavens above. But I didn't remember seeing her in the ensemble. That's mad. Because she had a very special part to play.
Yeah.
And a lot of people being turned upside down. You as well, incidentally. I have to tell you, it is the most fun night.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Well, so are you, my friend.
Thank you.
The cast is, it's an interesting one. We were talking earlier on, just when you came in, just when we were playing the tune. And we were sharing notes about Marnie Nixon and the whole idea of somebody, because it's part and parcel of Singing in the Rain, is the idea that the main actress has one of the actresses in the piece has a pretty much appalling voice speaking and singing, and somebody else takes her voice. And we were talking about Marnie Nixon, who of course was famous for doing that.
Right. Yeah.
And you were saying that your friend had lessons.
My friend in New York City actually took voice lessons from her regularly.
Smart.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. You never met her yourself, did you?
Never met her myself. I wish I had.
Marnie Nixon was this amazing woman who did the voice. She did Deborah Carr. She did...
West Side Story. She did Natalie Wood in West Side Story.
Natalie Wood, West Side Story. Audrey? Do you know Audrey Hepburn? She did. Mm-hmm. My Fair Lady. Audrey sang, I think, just one song, if I'm not mistaken. Moon River, just with the guitar thing. I think that was actually Audrey's voice. I think everything else was Marnie Nixon.
Yeah.
Who was married to Ernest Nixon, the man who wrote... Ernest Gold, the man who did Exodus soundtrack, the composer. And she was the mother of Andrew Gold, the singer.
Amazing.
Mad, isn't it?
Amazing woman,
Mad world. Listen, how long will you be doing this? Because I know you've done other things as well, but how long will you be doing...
So we finish up the tour in August, UK tour in August. We have a little run in Toronto after that.
All right.
And then we're done.
And then you're done.
We're done.
Now, but because you've become this European person, will you stay this side of the or is it back to Denver, Colorado?
The plan is to stay over here. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that is. So, but this therefore would be the career path that you would inevitably take.
Definitely.
Well, I think you're terrific.
Oh,
listen,
thank you
so much. Get over the fact you came out of your bed at all. You've probably been to the gym already, have you?
Not yet, but.
As you can see, I'm a martyr to the gym myself. Listen, you're a great fellow, Sam, and thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
No, it's a real pleasure, and you and the team brought a great night of smiles to us last night at the Borgosh. I think that's the trick, isn't it?
That's
people
why we
leave
do
smiling.
It. That's why we do it.
That's right. People leave smiling, and some of them are even wet. Keep well, Sam. God bless
Thank you.
You. Well done. Thank you.
I'm singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. And the sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm happy again. Singing and dancing in the rain.
in the Rain, music from Gene Kelly. Mr. Brown, Mr. Freed, and well done to Sam for coming in to join us this morning. Sam lives all the way from Denver, Colorado, and if you get a chance, go and see Singing in the Rain.